She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor here. You know, when you're the guy on radio, people want to talk to you. I've learned that over the past 25 years. And there's a lot of different things that people want to talk to you about. Sometimes it's related to their car. I was having breakfast at the deli this morning, and I'm having a conversation with someone at the counter, and Roger, one of the regulars at the deli, came in. He wanted me to come outside and see his 1921 Model A, and just wanted to show it to me. That's my life, folks. Well, a couple of months ago, I think it was back midsummer, we received a surprise package at the shop. It was about, oh, yay big, and it was different custards in there, and they came to us from David Gott. David's from Tipton, Iowa, and he is the owner of David's Famous Gourmet Frozen Custard. And it was a really great letter, and I've got to tell you that if you're just tuning into the Car Doctor, yep, this is the Car Doctor, and I am Ron Ananian. And this next segment really has nothing to do with cars. It's more about what it takes to create a business and the dedication. We just thought it would be fun to talk to somebody outside of the automotive arena and give him a little bit of spotlight time, because we think he's earned it for the quality of the product that he's put out. And also his story, because it's a great human interest story. And that's the other thing the Car Doctor and the crew is all about, is the people that make up this great country of ours, this human interest evolution that we've got going on. David, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
All right. So let's see. You're a self-admitted, you're not a car guy, you say. True or false?
Well, I like cars, but I'm not what you would call an enthusiast.
Right. So,
I mean, there are a lot of cars that I would like to own, but I'm not I grew up on a farm, but I'm not a gearhead.
Right. Right. So, you know, how does a car guy come to listen to a car show? Is my first question.
Well, I travel a lot, especially on weekends doing samples.
Right.
And so I found you on the radio station out of Waterloo, Iowa, KXEL. And I enjoy car shows, but some of them are really good, some aren't so very good. But the thing that always struck me about yours was, and you always talk a lot about quality, but the thing that always just astounded me was somebody would call up with some screwball question about a 2004 Dodge something or other, and you would just know what it was. I remember once, somebody called up about some bizarre thing, and you said, you know, there's a problem with the starter of those things, and I think it's the purple and white wire. And then somebody called in about their battery was running down, and you said, you know, it sounds like maybe you need to change your coolant because that engine has dissimilar metals, and it might be creating a current. And I'm like, man, this guy knows everything.
Well,
which nobody knows everything, but...
Well, I get you. Well, you know, it's just, thank you, David. And I just, you know, it's just, guess what? They don't let me cut the lawn or hold any sharp objects during the week because other than cars, I'm out of luck. So.
Hey, that's okay.
You know, and that's okay. I kind of found my, I think I found my niche. I think I've figured out what God wanted me to do while I was here. And you take that, and let's segue into it. This box shows up at the office. And it's filled with custard. So how does David, how did David get into the custard business?
Well, first, the way the box showed up was I'm driving back from Minneapolis late one Sunday night where I've been giving samples all weekend, and I'm listening to your podcast, and it dawns on me, you know, Ron talks about quality all the time, and we make the highest quality ice cream in the world. So maybe he'd like to have some quality from us. But how we got started in this was I took my grandma's recipe. This is 15 years ago, and a church cookbook recipe of the church I grew up in, this little town in Iowa, and I put them together. And I still thought, you know, this could be better. So I kind of tweaked it, and I made it better. And then, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago, a friend and I went to a local shop 5 times one summer because he liked coffee ice cream. And they had something they called a cup of joe. 5 times, and they were out of it. And the last time the girl said, you know, that's especially, they don't make it that often. And I said, well, why is it on your menu? And she just kind of shrugged. And it pissed me off. So I went home and I made my own. And everybody who tasted it said, man, this is so good, you should sell it. So then I made Dutch chocolate, and man, this is so good, you should sell it. And then each strawberry, which we don't sell yet, but I'm going to send you some.
I want to be, listen, let's cut to the chase. I want to be the test pilot for that. And Tom Ray's got his nose pressed up against the glass. Tom's a strawberry fanatic also. And that's the, you know, that's the unique thing that we experienced with the cut. Now, is it custard or ice cream? Let's get this part of the
story. Well, it's custard, but to be a custard, you have to be ice cream first.
Right.
The difference between custard and ice cream is the amount of egg yolks.
Okay.
So to be ice cream, you have to have 10% butterfat. We have 26% butterfat, which no one in the ice cream industry thinks you can make, but since I don't come out of the ice cream industry, I don't know any better, right?
Right.
Then we have 4% egg yolk solids, which is 2.5 times what you have to be a custard. But we do it because we want to make the best.
Right. Oh, and I got to tell you, it was the best. It was really amazing how smooth and, you know, the flavor was there and the texture was there and You just didn't want to stop eating it, which I have to tell you, it is on Weight Watchers, right? It is. How many points is it? I'm listening to this and I'm adding up points in my head, going, but it is. It's great product. It really is, and it just kind of turned our heads a little bit.
Well, the nice thing is you don't have to eat a lot of it to be satisfied.
Right. Oh, that's
true.
It makes you
happy in a hurry. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I like that. Happy in a hurry, because it did. You felt satisfied. It was really nice on the hot summer nights just to have a little taste and kind of work your way through the container. But
thank you.
I always
believed that if you made the best product or delivered the best service in the world and you did it at a fair price with a reasonable profit, I mean, my theory was you'd be successful.
Right.
So that's what we try to do.
For those of you just tuning in, yeah, this is the Car Doctor. We're talking to David Gott from Tipton, Iowa. David's famous gourmet frozen custard. So you're not crazy. This is a car show, but we're taking a little bit of break from that for something a little different today. David, there's a story behind the story about how you got started in ice cream. Would you like to talk about it?
Sure. I got tired of everybody saying this is so good we should sell it. So I decided, I'm a stockbroker for 35 years, and I thought, well, you know, that would be fun. A lot better. Being a stockbroker isn't what you would call fun, but my oldest son is in law school, and he said he wanted to be our lawyer, and my third son was in the Marine, he was a submariner, and he kind of sort of wanted to be involved. My second son lived in Savannah, Georgia. He was stationed at our air base. So we talked about him having the only shop in the country and then calling on grocery stores on the East Coast. So I thought, well, we should move ahead with this thing. Then he moved to Fairbanks, Alaska. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, I'm not in such a big hurry because he's going to be there a while. Well, 2.5 years ago, he called me up. And this is something that we thought it would be fun to do someday. He called me up and he wondering if I would keep his dogs because he was moving back to Savannah to find a place to live. And I said, absolutely. And we got off the phone, and I thought, well, I'm going to have to hurry up with this ice cream thing if he's going back to Savannah.
Right.
Well, 4 days later, he died of undiagnosed coronary artery disease.
Wow.
So I knew then that I had to do it.
Yeah, there's a reason for everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had to do it for my other kids, too, but, you know, they were still here, and so there was no urgency, but now there's urgency, so.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, we go through life, and we sort of take some of the things for granted, and then we figure out what it is we need to do, and you got to hurry up and do it, right?
Exactly, and we started last year in 6 stores in Iowa. And now we're in about 225 stores in 8 states.
Wow. Great.
We had to build our own plant because everybody in the ice cream business said you can't do what you do.
Yeah, well, listen, remember, my high school auto shop teacher says I never amount to anything in the car business, so I'm just out here proving him wrong every day. Hey, hey, David, is there a website? Because I know we're going to get calls from the listenership. Where can they find out more information about David's famous frozen custard?
Our website is davidsfamous.com.
Right.
Our Facebook page is Facebook facebook.com/davidsfamous. On Twitter, we're at davidsfamous. Find our website, send us an email.
Cool. Hey, David, you're famous. We appreciate everything you guys do, and it's great to talk to somebody with such dedication to a craft. And
hopefully one of these days soon we'll be on the East Coast.
Yeah, you come to New Jersey. We'll help you open the store. We'll do a remote.
Yeah, well, Wawa's big in Jersey, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, my daughter loves Wawa. If she finds out we're going to Wawa to open them up for David's Custard, she'll get out of grad school just to come out to the Wawa. That'll be a whole other story. So
I look forward to it.
All right, you take good care, David. I got to go. The clock's going to take me. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor, something just for fun. We're back right after this.